Let's postpone this discussion for another time, but for now, let's talk about what was happening then. Well, what happened? Anyone who was baptized immediately spoke in different languages, and not just languages, many also prophesied, and some performed many other amazing works. Since they had converted from idolatry without any clear understanding or knowledge of the ancient scriptures, they received the Spirit immediately upon their baptism, even though they couldn't see the Spirit, for it is invisible. Thus, God's grace gave them some tangible proof of this energy. One person suddenly spoke in Persian, another in Roman, another in Indian, or another in a different language. This demonstrated to the outsiders that it was the Spirit within the person speaking. Hence, he refers to it as, "But to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for mutual benefit," referring to the gifts as a manifestation of the Spirit. Just as the apostles had first received this sign, the faithful also continued to receive it, that is, the gift of languages, but not only this, but also many others. Many even raised the dead, cast out demons, and performed many other miracles, and they also had gifts, some less and some more. But the gift of languages was the most common among them, and this led to division. Not because of the gift itself, but because of the attitudes of those who received it. Those with the greater gifts looked down on those with lesser gifts, and those with lesser gifts were unhappy and envious of those with greater gifts. And Paul mentions this as he continues,